Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart, live from the WNYC studios in Soho. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. On tomorrow's show, horrors real and imagined. The latest installment of the slasher film franchise Scream is set right here in New York City. We'll speak with the creative team behind that movie. Plus, historian Dan Jones has written extensively about British history. His debut novel, Essex Dogs, follows a group of soldiers fighting in the Hundred Years' War. He will be with us to discuss it. That is in our future. But right now, let's get this hour started with costume designer Shirley Carrotta, nominated for an Oscar for her work on Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. For our final installment of our series, The Big Picture, featuring the Oscar-nominated work of people behind the camera, let's talk about the wild costumes for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once with nominee Shirley Carrotta. If you've seen Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, you know that the looks and style of the clothing are pivotal, from fanny packs to sweater vests. The clothes help tell the story of a worn-down woman who may be the only person to save humanity across the multiverse. So that means dressing Michelle Yeoh as that laundromat mom, but also in a stunning champagne-colored tulle gown. And of course, who can forget Stephanie Hsu's Elvis jumpsuit? It's all the work of Shirley Carrotta, our guest today. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
So you've said in interviews that this movie was, quote, your kind of crazy, and that's the reason you signed on to the film. So how does Everything, Everywhere, All at Once align with your kind of crazy?
Well, I just love any project that, you know, where I could really flex my creative muscles. And I mean, this movie definitely did that. I was allowed to explore and create costumes in a world that didn't really exist, you know, like the hot dog hands universe. But then I could also, you know, there were also some like flashback references that I could do costumes for. It was like there were so many different elements that I could, you know, play in, I guess, different worlds that I could play in that I felt like would be so much fun to do. So it was kind of a match made in heaven.
When you spoke to the Daniels, the directors of the movie, about costuming and character arcs, what did they tell you that really was a touchstone for you that you came back to again and again?
Well, they told me to, you know, create costumes that people would want to dress up for Halloween as. Like, you know, they're like, you know, you made it if they're dressing up as the characters for Halloween. And, you know, when they told me that, I was like, okay, I'll do my best, but I don't know. I can't guarantee anything. And so when Halloween came after the movie was released and so many people, you know, dressed up in the different costumes, I was so happy and so relieved at the same time.
What's a time when a costume really helped us, the viewer, really understand a given scene or a given theme in a moment?
So I think for me, you know, there was the scene in the laundromat when they're celebrating Chinese New Year. And I knew that, like, and I had to have, like, Evelyn and Waymond be in red because that's a typical color that you wear, you know, celebrating Chinese New Year. And so I found this sweater for Michelle that said punk on it. It was like a red sweater and the back of it, it said punk. And I thought that was just like so perfect. I found it in Chinatown, you know, probably cost like, you know, $30 or something. And I just felt like it was like so fitting because this is at the moment where, you know, she breaks down the window of the laundromat. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a sense of rebellion happening in the scene, but it also ties into her character being kind of, you know, at first seen as this sort of non-action hero, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the movie progresses, you start to realize, no, she is, you know, she is powerful. She's an action hero. And so there is something kind of punk rock about her, right? And I also think as like an immigrant parent, there's something very punk rock about their experience because they're leaving their home country, in oftentimes in another country where they don't even speak the language fluently, right? And they're building a new life, and that move is like so difficult at times, right? And to do that, and so many parents, like my parents, and so many parents have done that, and there is an element of punk rock about that. There's it's takes a lot of guts to do that. So I kind of felt like that whole message of punk was kind of very fitting for the character of Evelyn.
My guest is Shirley Caratta. She's the Oscar-nominated costume designer for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So this takes place across the multiverse. There's so many different places that we go, and we go very quickly, and the way that it is edited. How are you thinking about the relationship between the physical looks of the costume and then how you knew they would look during these sequences?
Yeah, it was very tricky because there were so many quick cuts and quick flashes. So I had to make sure that we knew which world we were in right away. So for me, it was either through color, the use of color, or just making sure that it was like just read quickly. So it was definitely a challenge, but I think that, making sure that there were elements that made it pretty evident the minute you saw it was really important for me.
Dressing Michelle Yeoh must be a treat. She looks amazing in everything, as
Yes.
Evelyn in the film, which actually might have been like a little bit of a challenge, I imagine, at
Yes.
first trying to get Michelle Yeoh to not look so, she's just so charismatic and so stunning.
Yeah, it's true. I think maybe the hardest look was the sort of her taxes universe look because, she looks so amazing in everything. So to make her not look so stunning was actually more of a challenge than creating like her movie star look because that's it's sort of natural for her, right? So it definitely was a challenge, but I was also really grateful that she understood the character. And so when I put her in these clothes that were, very inexpensive and were shopped in Chinatown, she, instantly knew, like, no, this is Evelyn. This is her. I see her walking the street, and she definitely understood who this person was.
And we also get to see her in just a glittering gown, a
Yeah.
beautiful champagne colored, and it's got tulle and it's sort of encrusted at the top. Could you tell us a little bit about that gown, where it's from, the conversation was about, what it was supposed to evoke for us?
Yeah, I felt like for this universe, it was going to be less about Evelyn and a little bit more about Michelle Yeoh, like paralleling her real life. And so I had asked Michelle, who do you like to wear on the red carpet? Because I would lo love to reach out to those designers to see if they could loan a dress. We're also, very limited on budget, so I was really hoping that I could borrow a dress. And so she gave me, a list of some of the designers that she liked to wear, and one of them was Elie Saab. And so I reached out to them, and they sent some dresses. And the one she ended up wearing was the winning look, and I think it felt so right for the scene.
So this wasn't a huge budget movie. I just heard you mention budget.
Yeah, it was not. I sometimes like to tell people like maybe. My entire wardrobe budget is probably equal to maybe one like Marvel superhero costume. So it was definitely really challenging. And also I only had 6 weeks to prep this movie too. So we're also limited by, prep time as well.
Wow. My guest is Shirley Caratta. She is nominated for Best Costume Designing for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So there are some of the costumes in the, which are have nothing to do with reality. We talked about
Yes.
the hot dog fingers universe. And it's very interesting because the two characters are sort of in the same matching beige, which helps us concentrate on the fingers, I think.
Yes. And I also kind of thought it would just be fun just to have that whole world just be in hot dog colors, some beiges, like soft pinks. And so it was pretty much that. It was just that color palette throughout, and including their set was also in that sort of neutral palette.
In a couple of different pieces I read on you, you said that your favorite look was what Stephanie Hsu wears in the bagel scene. It's the one that you're really proud of, and that took several fittings, three, four, five fittings to get it right. So it's all white, and then she has this intricate hairstyle in the shape of a bagel. Could you walk us through that look?
I think in the script, all it said was that she was looked like a celestial empress, right? And so I had to just sort of like figure out, well, what could that be? I kind of wanted to tie in a little bit of like maybe sort of like cult leader meets like, queen, space queen, a little bit futuristic, but also maybe a little bit tying historical references. So I thought a ruff, the white ruff that she's wearing would be a cool sort of like historical tie-in. But then using fabrics that were a little bit more futuristic, like vinyls, and then, having a pearl detailing, a pearl and crystal detailing would sort of like add to the sort of queen-like futuristic queen vibe to her. So it involved a lot of sort of playing with proportions too. I just wanted to make sure that she looked very regal, and so I played with different capes, different fabrics to see what would work the best. And fortunately, because that was shot in the last week of our production, I had time while we were shooting like the other scenes to sort of experiment a little bit more and try different things on her.
We've talked about the women in the movie, but we have to talk about Waymond, very much the dad, and the fanny pack is really significant. It's important to him. It becomes his weapon. Tell me about the search for this particular fanny pack.
Well, I think we just, fanny packs are pretty easy to come by. They're still loved and worn by many people. So I think we just sort of experimented with different colors. We're like, well, should it be red? Should it be, and I think we thought the sort of like leather, brown leather fanny pack just felt right. And so, yeah, it was, I think that was one of the easier things to find, honestly.
It's also such an important plot point too, which that's sort of interesting.
Yeah, and I think that it was funny because when I first did the fitting with Key, he's much more stylish in person, right? And so it was the first time he had to try on something that was so dad-like, and he was like, "Oh my God, I look like such a dad!" But he's like, "No, but this is Wayman, this is right." But he was laughing at first when we had our first fitting with him.
That's and brings me to an interesting point. Some of the things in the film, there's certain sort of looks that acknowledge our universal experience, right? But then you also want to think about busting stereotypes as well. So how do you think about the role of costumes in terms of like there are some things that are universal, but then there are also stereotypes you want to defy. How did you think about that yin and yang?
Yeah, I think it was important to sort of play off of both of those. There were, like some outfits where to me it felt very Asian, in the use of masks. And we shot this prior to everyone wearing masks for COVID. For me, it was like more of an Asian thing, because usually those were the people that I saw wearing masks, actively. And so when we first saw Jobu, it was like, I want her wearing a mask with the visor when she entered. And it's kind of a play off of that. Little did I know that, COVID would take over and we would all be wearing masks. But that and sort of like her being dressed like the perfect golfer, which to me like was a play on sort of this like stereotype of the perfect Asian who's good at sports. I think there's a way of balancing where it's like sort of playing on it but not making it I guess too much of a stereotype. I don't I love the sort of like balancing of that.
You know, if you look on YouTube, you'll find all these videos of people analyzing the looks in the movie, the ideas behind them. They're really into the craftsmanship and the work. Have you heard any theory about any costume that sort of made you laugh or you thought, oh, yeah, that person really got it?
I mean, there were so many, yeah, great videos and breakdowns. I think there was one person that did a whole color analysis, which I thought was amazingly like in depth and almost like more I don't read into it more than I thought. Some of them were like, oh yeah, that sounds right, okay. You know, where I didn't actively think about that, but for the most part I think you know, so many people really sort of understood and analyze the costumes really thoughtfully, and I really appreciated that.
Shirley, how did you get your start?
Well, I studied fashion design, you know, in college, and I went to fashion school in Paris, and I wanted to be a fashion designer, but then realized I also wanted to live in LA, and it wasn't really the biggest fashion scene at that time, but I was like, well, we have Hollywood, why not get involved in, you know, TV and film. And so I just started interning, just taking like low budget jobs, you know, and just assisted for many, many years and learned the trade that way. You know, I learned how to be on set and work with stuntmen, or like just you name it, just some of the craziest low budget jobs I could get. And you know, I think eventually you know, I was able to sort of work my way up, but it, you know, it was a, you know, a pretty long journey. But I think that in that time, you know, I was able to learn a lot about just costuming and styling, and I think it really benefited me when I took on this movie.
Where were you when you heard you were nominated for an Oscar?
I was in bed because they announced it like at 5:30 in the morning. And it was funny because the night before we were celebrating the Lunar New Year with some of the cast and crew in Monterey Park the night before. So I was like, well, I'm not gonna wake up early. I'll just like sleep in, because I feel like, you know, really didn't expect to be nominated. But then, you know, I guess like come like sometime around like 5:15 or whatever, whenever they announced, I started getting all these texts, and I was like, wait, what? And then I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Such a huge honor. And, you know, just to be in the category with, you know, I think everyone in my category, they're all Oscar winners, you know, been nominated multiple times, and they're just like people I've looked up to for so many years. So it's such a huge, huge honor for me to even be in the same category as them.
Shirley Carrotta is nominated for Best Costume Design for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Shirley, congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.